Hello, this is Elder Brandon Hartfield. We're thankful to have this opportunity to come and be on the radio broadcast again this week. We certainly desire the prayers of those of you that know the Lord, and by the Lord's help, we certainly pray that we could be used of God to be a blessing. Before we get started with the message today, we do want to look to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to you this day, Lord, we're so thankful for the many wonderful things that you've done for us. Father, you've been far better to us than we deserve. And Father, we pray that you would lead, guide, and direct by your Holy Spirit. Help us, Father, that we could accomplish your will. Father, you even know those that are listening. You know their needs, their burdens. You know the lost from the saved. And Father, we just pray that you would touch each heart as only you can. And Father, for the good that is accomplished, let us step aside and give you the praise, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today as we we're going to turn to the book of Colossians chapter 3. And one of the things that God's people are to do is to sing unto the Lord. Now, I'm not going to get, I know there's differences in every church of how things are done, and even within the verse that we're going to read about singing and songs. I'm not going to delve into everything that's within them. I'm just going to kind of cover a basic that God had placed upon our heart that I pray could be a blessing. But he begins verse 16 of Colossians chapter 3 by saying, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom." And we're to let the word take root in our heart. It's to dwell within us. It's to be about us. You know, some people talk about, well, I love the Lord. You know, well, don't judge a book by its cover and all these other things. But God's really within us. It should affect us in multiple ways. And it should be seen in our lives and be visible to others of how God is affecting us. And if it's not, there's a problem somewhere. And we live in a day and time, sadly, that when you acknowledge there's a problem somewhere, you're judging. You got a right to judge by Scripture. You do. And especially with God's people, when God's people say that they love the Lord, and yet they hate being with God's people, or they hate doing the work of God, or they hate doing the things that God has actually asked them to do, and they don't want to stand up for the doctrines of God, it's hard to say that they love Him. And it's hard for anybody else to identify and say that they love the Lord. But when the Word of God is within us, it changes us. When it's within our heart, it has an outshowing of everything that comes out of us. Now, we'll go ahead and state this. I have come across some people who say, well, you know, if you're godly, all you want to listen to is godly music. There's a sense of truth there, but it goes deeper than that. You want to listen to things that honor the things that God honors. And let me delve more in that even before we read on in this verse. There are songs that are not really Christian, but they may talk about the relationship between a husband and a wife, and how a man feels towards his wife, and how a woman feels towards her husband. And if it meets Scripture, and if it's godly and it's good, that's not bad. And I'm not going to tear those things down. There's things that talk about relationships of experiences, maybe between a father and a son, or a mother and a daughter, or a mother and a son, a father and a daughter, things of that nature, or even friends and how you get along with friends. If it's not going against Scripture, but it actually aids in what we believe scripturally, I'm not going to tear those songs down. There's some people who would like me to. I think you've got to judge everything based on the individual. And do it on an individual basis. That's the only right way to do it. But we need to be very careful with that, because if we're also not careful the other side of it, we'll start accepting things in that are not godly, and we'll teach those things. We'll teach upon maybe the songs we like, or things of that nature, or books we like, rather than the gospel. And we need to be careful with that, and I want to encourage that. But I'm not one just to say, well, you got to throw everything out except gospel music. Well, that's not true. But you need to make sure that you're listening to things that edify the doctrines of Christ. If our heart is in His Word and our focus is upon Him, we need to have things within our life that edify the things of Christ and that teach those things in their proper place. And so I do want to encourage that we do it in all wisdom. He said, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And now look at this. He talks here about the first word that he uses here is teaching. Teaching. Let me ask a question. How did you learn your ABCs? How many of you can say it without singing it? In fact, I could probably ask to those of you who have learned the books of the Bible, how did you learn them? You probably learned through song, didn't you? Singing has a great teaching principle. In fact, I've even talked to church members several times, and some of them say, well, I'm looking for a book in the Bible, I start singing that, you know, the song to get me to the right book. It's good to do that. And it's good to acknowledge that singing is a great teacher. Now let me ask this question while we're talking about how singing is a great teacher. What do you listen to? Now let's be honest. And let's be upfront. We are what we eat. And that's not just, you know, if I eat junk food all the day, I'll look like I eat junk food all the day. It also gets into what we eat spiritually. If I feed on negativity all the day, this is one of the reasons I tell people, you've got to turn the news off. It's fine to get some updates and know what's going on in the world, but you have to learn to shut that stuff off. I mean, my goodness, 9 times out of 10, you're hearing the same thing over and over every day. And it's, you know, 10 days before something changes, or, you know, and everybody's like, well, I want to be the first to know. Unless that's your job, you don't have to know it instantly. My goodness, you're going to get on and somebody else is going to tell you about it. Focus on that which is good. We're to meditate ourselves. That means focus our attention on things that are good, on things that are honest, on things that are true. You can't do that by listening to garbage all day long. You will be angry. You'll be frustrated. You'll be aggravated. You know, you'll have anxiety. You need to be careful what you listen to. And that's where, whether it's reading books, it's whether it's the music you listen to, the entertainment you allow in your life, and things of that nature. You need to be careful because it is teaching you something. Let me use an example. And I'm going to brag on my papa a little bit, who's going on to be with the Lord. But back when I was a teenager, I was, I was probably 17, 18 years old. And I was listening to Hank Williams. And for you younger ones, I'm not even talking about Junior. I'm definitely not talking about the third. I'm talking about Hank Williams Sr. There's not a cuss word in his music. None. None that I can recall. And I've listened to a lot, probably somewhere well over 100 songs of Hank Williams Sr. Well, back then I was listening to all kinds of old music. Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, Waylon Jennings, Hank Williams Sr. You know, there was a lot of those things I was listening to, and I knew what other friends of mine were listening to that had a lot of vulgarity and things in it. And one day my papa came to me and he was saying, son, I noticed that you've been listening a lot to Hank Williams. He said, you need to be careful with that. And of course my mind, you know, got defensive within myself. I'm like, with all the other garbage that people are listening to, I'm having to hear, I need to be careful with Hank Williams Sr.? And that was my mindset. And he said, there's a lot of sad songs in there. There's a lot of depressing songs. And he said, if you're not careful, you're going to try to relate to those songs. And he said, when something bad happens to you, you're just going to get down in the dumps and you're going to get in a rut, so to speak, and you're just going to feel lonely and sorrowful. And instead of having the joy in you that you should have, you're going to let that take over you. And he said, I just want to encourage you, be careful at what you're listening to. I don't know too many people who would have said, be careful with the music you're listening to, when I was listening to stuff that didn't even have a cuss word in it. But yet my papa was warning me. And I know that he got this from God. Everything goes back to him. He's the one that gets the glory and honor. But I know that he was noticing things within me. And he was noticing that I loved these songs, that I was identifying with these songs. And therefore, when something happened in my life, you had listened to stuff over and over again and feed upon it, and you're like, yeah, I'm just really sorry, and I'm so lonesome I could cry. I just feel like my bucket's got a hole in it, and you know, you'd feel like you couldn't get it, and you'd get depressed. And it was probably a year or so later that I was dealing with some issues, as all teenagers do. You deal with things in life as you're growing up. And I was dealing with some issues, and all of a sudden it just hit me. I was like, man, I'm down in the dumps because everything I'm listening to is negative. I said, I'm not listening to things positive. I'm feeding on negativity. And I'm not putting down Hank Williams, and I'm not saying there's not a time not to listen to certain songs, but you got to be careful what you feed on. Because it has an impact upon you. And God knows that. We need to be careful. And I'll tell this. If you're a young person and you're out there dating and you're listening to music about sexual things and the focus is on the body and on pleasure and things of that, where do you think your mind's going to go to? You going to be thinking on purity and reserving yourself for your husband or your wife? Or are you going to be thinking upon pleasure? You've got to be careful about what you're feeding yourself. You have to be careful with that. And so God is teaching us here that we need to use songs that teach us godly things. We need to meditate on that which is good, that which is holy, that which is righteous. That's where our mind needs to be. But is that where our mind is at a lot of times? Or is our mind on arguments? Is our mind on battles? Is our mind on, woe is me, look at all my faults, look at how horrible my life is, and what are we focusing on? And I don't know what you're focusing on. I'm not God. I don't see you every day. I don't know what you're feeding on. But God does. And what God wants you to do is look in your life and notice what you're feeding upon. And then he's telling us that we need to let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly. Well, how can you do that if you're not reading it, if you're not studying it? If you're not letting it go into your heart. And then how can you teach it to yourself and to others if you're not listening to it? And again, he's coming back to music, teaching and admonishing one another. Admonishing is a type of encouraging. Listen, we need to teach and admonish one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. God's all about the heart in Scripture. Now, you might can sing a song really great and eloquent, and you might can even sing as good as somebody like Whitney Houston or something. But there's a difference between somebody singing a song and it sounds wonderful versus somebody singing from their heart unto the Lord. It's not about all the lifting of the hands or the carrying the notes long and all these emotional faces we like to make and stuff to try to, you know, show just how much we feel a song. There's people that can seem like they feel a song and they're nowhere near their heart towards God. They might be near their heart getting attention for themselves sometimes. And again, I don't judge people's hearts. That's between them and the Lord. I'm trying to get us to look inwardly and to say, what do we do it for? When you come to church and you sing, are you singing to be heard? Or are you singing to praise God? When we sing as a congregation, are you trying to let the people around you know that you can sing well? Or is it singing from the heart? And again, other people, the heart is an issue. It's hard for us to think. And some people think, well, if you sing from the heart, you're going to sing and you're going to sing in a certain way and your face is going to be a certain way. No, it's not. What's within somebody's heart and what's going on in their mind? There's times I probably look real. I'm glad I don't video, have ever seen at least any type of video of me singing. I'm thankful of that. I don't really pay attention to all that side of it. I'm sure back in college there's some video of me singing with choir or something like that. But I'm talking about in church. I don't know of any time that I've seen me singing in church. But I imagine that there's sometimes I probably look really weird or I look like I'm somewhere else because there's times when I'm actually trying to analyze the words of what I'm singing. Or I'm thinking about the words of what I'm singing. Or I'm even sometimes saying, I got to do better at this. Or things of that nature. And so I'm sure there's sometimes, if people are looking at me, they might see something different. And that's why I can't focus on me and what somebody else is looking at me for. I've got to focus my heart on, am I getting out of this what God wants me to get out of it? Do I understand what I'm singing? Do I comprehend it? Because we're going to sing, we want to sing with the understanding also. But you also want to sing things that are teaching. Songs are so wonderful and good when you listen to them. I've probably quoted Amazing Grace, the second verse of it. It's one of my favorite verses to sing. Of all songs, because it talks about 'twas grace that taught my heart to fear. How many of you remember when God pricked your heart and you understood that you were on the road to hell? I mean, that's a fearful thing, isn't it? And it's that grace. It's actually a good thing when you understand that you're on the road to hell, though. It's a good thing. Because once you know that you need Christ for salvation. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear. And grace, my fears relieved. Man, that's a wonderful teaching tool. I love Rock of Ages, you know. Say the double cure to save from wrath and make me pure. It's that double cure. Not only does God save my soul from wrath, but then after that, He wants to purify my life where I can bring glory and honor to Him, even in this earthen vessel. It's so wonderful. And you could just go on and on with it. But are we feeding on that? Are we acknowledging what the songs are saying? Are we taking it into our heart? Are we using it as a teaching tool? Are we using it to admonish one another? You know, I think about songs like Father Along. You know, it's saying, hey, life is hard. Life is difficult. There's things that happen. And I don't understand it right now. One day I will. There's songs for different things, aren't they? Sweet Hour of Prayer, In the Garden, talking about that private prayer time. And there's so many things that if you let it take root in your heart, it can be a blessing to you. But we need to teach and admonish one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual song. singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. We need to remember who we're singing to. I'm not singing to be heard by men. And I'm not singing to show off my talent or ability. It's about our relationship with God. It's about the message that's within the song. And we need to be very careful, because even in Christian song books, there are songs that teach things that are contrary to Scripture. And we need to be very careful with that. We need to make sure that the songs we choose to sing are biblical. I got in a whole lot of trouble one time because I taught a lesson on that. I don't regret doing it. But I actually went through the entire song book. We actually had two song books at that church that we used. And I went through every song. And then I took some of those songs on that Wednesday night and I actually taught. I said, if I preach this, and I went through the lyrics, I said, if I preach this, y'all would rightfully run me out of here. I said, but we sing it. I said, if you wouldn't allow it to be preached, it doesn't need to be sung. And I give a lot of license to writers. I know how hard it is to write a song, and there's a lot of liberty that I give. I believe in giving songwriters. But at the same time, if they're actually teaching in the song something that's undoctrinal and unbiblical, that's harmful to the church. There are a lot of people that believe certain things because they've sung it for years and they don't understand that that song is actually anti-scriptural. And they believe the song over the Bible. That's dangerous, isn't it? And so we need to make sure that whatever we sing is biblical, that it's true and it's upright. But also, I want to get back to this before we close, that it's about the Lord, because it's not only what we listen to at church, but what we listen to at home or in our cars. Because again, as we said earlier, you are what you eat. What are you feeding yourself on? You feeding yourself on things that make you angry? Are you feeding on things that make you vengeful? Are you feeding on things that make you have unforgiveness towards somebody? And it's not just the music we listen to. It's about what we're allowing. You know, there's that old song, oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. There's a lot of adults that need to listen to that song again and be reminded, that's not good for my eyes. That's not good for my ears. That's not good. That's not a good place to go. We need to be careful what we're feeding ourselves on daily. Because if we're feeding ourselves on things that are ungodly, it is going to be harmful and detrimental to our relationship with God. But if we're feeding on things that are good, that are holy, that are righteous, that are edifying, then it will help us. It will be beneficial to us. And listen, when I say that, I'm not... There's some people say, well, Brother Brandon wants us to listen to nothing but joyful songs. No. There's times that we need to let our laughter be turned to mourning. There are things to weep over. There are things to cry over. But we need to put them in their proper place, letting the Word of God first dwell in us richly. And then upon that, allowing things to touch us, to move us toward His will. And we need to have a song upon our heart wherever we go. There's a lot in the Scriptures about singing and about praising God in song. We need to make sure we use that correctly, is the main burden that God has placed upon our heart. And again, constantly be asking us the question, what am I feeding on? Is it Psalms? Is it hymns? Is it spiritual songs? Is it things that are admonishing myself and teaching myself to serve God, or is it things that are teaching contrary to God and actually being harmful? Because other people are watching me. Am I admonishing them to serve God, or am I admonishing them to walk in the ways of the world? Because whatsoever things we do, as it says in verse 17, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. I tell you what, you get your heart and you get your focus in line with God where it needs to be, you're going, husbands, you'll be thankful for your wives. Wives, you'll be thankful for your husbands. You'll be thankful for your children. You'll be thankful for the time you get to spend with them, the teaching you get to do. You'll be thankful for your job. You'll be thankful for the opportunities you have in life. It'll just make you more thankful. And there's times with that thankfulness you'll say, I can do more to serve God. Sometimes it'll help you to see failures and you'll repent of that, and it'll bring sorrow to you for a moment, but you can say, hey, I can sit here and weep and cry about it and be upset about it, or I can change. And that's what good psalms and hymns and spiritual songs will do for us, with the Word of God being the foundation for it all. That's richly dwelling within us. When that's happening in our lives, it'll give us a song upon our heart. And there are times that we'll sing songs that are a little bit sorrowful, but then it'll turn us to God. And there are times we sing songs out of joy and rejoicing. There's times we sing about things that we're looking forward to in glory. But all of it will be accomplishing the Lord's will. And the burden upon our heart today is, what are you feeding upon? What are you feeding upon? What are you listening to in your life? Is it drawing you closer to the Lord, or is it drawing you closer to your flesh? Is it drawing you to let go of yourself and seek the things of God, or is it drawing you to seek more selfish gratification? What is it doing for you? Is it bringing you away from God or drawing you closer to Him? Is it encouraging and edifying your brothers and sisters in Christ, or is it pointing them to the world? We need to make sure what we're doing is godly. And yes, what we listen to, what we sing, even what we sing in church matters. And we need to make sure that it's with grace being sung unto the Lord. Grace being within our hearts, wanting to please and honor Him. And dear friend, it's so wonderful if we have that within our lives. A great song service is so wonderful. And listening to great music in life is so wonderful. Music is a gift. And it is a beautiful gift. It is a wonderful thing. But we need to make sure we're careful in how that we use it. That we don't use it to feed on self instead of upon the Lord. Oh, teach and admonish one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Oh, I pray that could be a blessing and encouragement to us. And I pray that we could walk in it. And I pray that you get the thought and the burden that God has given us, and that it could be a blessing and encouragement to you as you walk forth in life. And you might look and you might say, there's some things I need to get rid of. And you might say, there's some things I need more of. Let's make sure that it's all for the glory and honor of the Lord in our lives, and that we're feeding upon Him in His Word. This is the burden that God has given us today. If you'd have anything upon your heart, our number is 601-606-4681. You can write us, Brandon Hartfield, 8 Smith Drive, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 39401. You can email us, our email address, brandonh@aol.com. That's brobrandonh@aol.com. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you would lead, guide, and direct in every way. Take this message, use it for your honor and glory, and Father, for the good that is accomplished through it. let us step aside and give you the praise, for it's in Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen.